6CLX.
Hi, Mike. I'm just on a short run up to get some oats for the chickens. How's your day?
Yeah, I'm out. I had to get a bottle of wine. That the neighbor's having his 75th birthday tonight for a party. I had to get him something.
It's nice of you. Oh, some lady out here walking her kid with a stroller. That looks cold. She don't even have a hat on.
This is like what I grew up in, growing up in San Francisco. This was normal.
I was stationed in Mountain View, California for a couple of years, and about the same, you're right.
Moffitt with the sub-hunters.
And KI-4DOS also was down there a couple of years later, I think. And it was a pretty nice station, I'll tell you. I didn't mind it there at all.
That would have been about 70, probably about 74. I remember my brother having an apartment down there. He'd just gotten married. He was living down right outside of Moffitt, and the P-3s would fly over.
One of them landed in a golf course there one time. Another one, an Australian one, come in and had a wheel fire, and it was pretty bad. But other than that, really, really a safe airplane. And I was there in 68, 69, along that area.
High school, then maybe just graduating. Yeah, he was living down there in Sunnyvale. I tried to remember what it was, but it was Sunnyvale.
When the Navy, and he was stationed there, and he was a personnelman, and I was a submarine warfare operator, and I was there at the same time. And he lived in Sunnyvale. We'd go there and visit him quite a bit. And we had an apartment on Walker Drive there in Mountain View, $145 a month. And one-bedroom apartment. And it also had a swimming pool and a rec room.
Kind of pricey back then.
Yeah, especially when I made about $400 total a month. And that's what the wife made. She got a job. But we managed and appreciated what we had. And it was a very nice area. I stayed up downtown there in Mountain View on, and she'd ride on the crossbar, carry the groceries, and I'd do the peddling.
You get a ticket for that.
Yeah, that bicycle's still hanging up out in the tin barn, Mike, and brings back old memories. Anyways, I got to run inside here and get these guys loading me up with some oats. Nice talking to you this morning. Enjoy the party tonight. Our older daughter and her husband, and they're the connoisseurs of the wine. They know all about it. I know nothing about it. I'm a teetotaler. I just don't drink anything. I'll reach over and take a little sip of theirs whenever they're home on vacation. But that's about the height of my alcoholism. Take care, Mike. N6LX, N0TR, 73.
33, Tom. N0TR, N6CLX. Go get some feed for those chickens. I'm just about home anyway. I'll talk to you later. N6CLX, I'll be clear.
DJW Mobile.
Forget it. I got your call all messed up, Dave. N6CLX.
Hey, for ages, how you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, we haven't talked. In fact, when your call came up, I was like, oh, geez, another announcement.
Geez, and then APRS decided to send out a beacon. I didn't get the rest. Oh, geez, what?
Oh, geez, another set of announcements.
Are there any announcements going now? I thought I had all the announcements turned off.
Oh, okay. Well, whenever I heard your call the last 6 months, it's always announcements.
Okay. Yeah, there was a few. It was futile, though. Well, not really, not 100%. They want me to put another one up now for field day. But I'll know feel that's going to happen if the weather gets too bad.
Again.
The next one, I don't know, somewhere. I haven't looked at it that closely. I'm waiting for the text to put up the announcement. I haven't got it yet. And they're talking between them about weather. Let's pay attention to the weather before we commit.
I still, my off-center dipole is still wound up in the four or five trees that fell.
Helene took my last HF antenna down. It's partially hanging from the roof, and the other part of it is wrapped around my VHF antenna, which is 30 feet in the air, or 34 feet in the air, and I'm not too anxious to get up on a ladder 34 feet in the air to untangle it.
Better off cutting one end and just yanking it.
I was doing something similar to that, trying to pull it out, but I'd probably only make it more of a mess. I'm just going to have to bite the bullet. One thing I don't do when I put up ladders normally is rope them down so that they can't fall. I'll put a riding lawnmower's front wheels on the legs. I'll put the legs between the riding lawnmower's front tires so it can't go anywhere side to side. But it could tip over from the top down. I don't normally rope that off, but I think I'll just rope that off and go for it.
Stuff's up in trees, and I'm really playing with the thought of, after the hunting season's over, getting myself one of those self-climbing tree stands, and I can go up the hickory where my antenna's hanging from a lot easier.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I thought about learning to use those spikes and a rope, you know, wrap a rope around it and walk up the tree with a rope. I just had two enormous trees taken down. Well, it's actually four, about 80 feet tall, and the biggest one was just twin trunks, and they came together at the bottom. They made about a four-foot diameter, so it was huge. And that guy just walked up that tree like I would walk across the backyard.
I don't like heights, and my legs don't have the agility anymore, so even ladder work scares the crap out of me.
That does that, because I have the same phenomenon. I used to climb trees. I used to jump from one tree to another, get them swinging, and jump like a monkey. Not anymore. I don't do that anymore.
Heck, it's dangerous enough just walking across the living room.
One of your own feet?
Yep, or something that's been put down. I mean, just, it's weird, man. Ever since I hit 61, I'm just kind of feeling not as steady as I used to be.
That the other day. I said, I am not as agile as I once was. And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, I'm clumsier. I bump into stuff. I said, don't get mad at me if a picture comes off the wall because I bumped into it.
Yeah, me too. When I bump into stuff, and with a little arthritis setting in, I go to pick up something, I'll knock it over instead of picking it up.
Well, at least we're still here. It could be worse. Anyway, Mike, I got to go in Lowe's and pick up some stuff. I'll be out in a little bit. It'll probably be gone by then. Anyway, good talking to you. Haven't heard you in a while. It's good to hear you on the radio. W4DJW.
W4DJW and 6CLX. Okay, I'll say 73 because I'm ready to pull into the garage. I stayed at the top of the garage, the driveway, so I could hit the repeater. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. And hopefully we talk sooner than later. And 6CLX. I'll be clear. Thank you.